We live in a high-tech world these days, whether we like it or not. That said, you don't need to know everything about your technology, but you should know something. Computing for the Everyman, this time on Technology IQ. This is Technology IQ with Douglas C. Welch. For more information, visit our website at welchwrite.com/tech IQ. That's welchwrite.com/tech IQ. Stumped with a technology question? Send it along to techiq@welchwrite.com and we'll address it in an upcoming podcast. Computing for the Everyman, Part 2, The Least You Should Know. In just a few moments, I'm going to list some information and a series of skills that you should know in order to allow yourself to be productive with your computer. If you find that you're missing one or two of these items, let's get together and complete your technology education so you can start doing even greater things with your computer. First of all, let's address some basic information about your computer. What's the speed of your computer? How much memory is installed? How much hard disk space? Which version of Windows or the Mac OS are you using? What are your important usernames and passwords? Now, what about your applications? Do you know how to create a new blank document? Open an existing document? Save a document? Save as, and why you might want to do that? Know where you save the document? Print a document? Or create a PDF of a document? Do you know how to properly restart and shut down your computer, and know why you should be doing that? Can you delete a document safely? Can you access websites? Do you know how to navigate around a website, including following links, going back, and so on? Can you download a file or a program? Can you install that program? How about removing it? Can you access your email? Can you send email? Do you know how and when to use a carbon copy, or CC? How about a BCC, or a blind carbon copy? That one's very important. Do you know how to reply to your email, or forward it, or redirect it? How about deleting it, or filing it into folders? Can you create new folders? Can you move or save files between different folders? Why do you organize your files into folders? Can you copy your files to a floppy disk, a CD drive, a flash keychain drive, or a network drive? Can you burn your documents to CD for sharing or backup? Now, there are probably a few more items I can include here, but I consider these the basics. If you're familiar with this information and these operations, you're well on your way to computer mastery. Now, over the next few weeks, I'll start to break down this list and give you specific examples on how to acquaint yourself with each and every one. This has been Technology IQ with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/tech IQ. welchwrite.com/tech IQ. Send your technology questions. We'd be glad to answer them on the podcast. Address your email to techiq@welchwrite.com or call our listener line at 206-338-5832. That's 206-338-5832. 5832. We'd love to hear from you. Experience podcasting with a Southern California style. Check out the LA Podcasters. Entertainment, news, technology, and more. LAPodcasters.com.